Our Celine report today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. We meet business owners Monica and Jeff Van Overmeer. They are the owners of the new Stretch Lab located off of Ann Arbor Celine Road in Ann Arbor. But they're not brand new business owners, because many of you may know their family from their years owning Jet's Pizza. Jeff, tell me about the genesis of your companies and how it all began for you, because those Jet stores are still in the family, but you and your wife aren't owning them, right?
No, we don't. We're fortunate enough to keep them in the family. The genesis was kind of, I was in the corporate world, engineer, and everybody who's in the corporate world typically always has dreams sitting at their desk of owning their own business someday. So we decided to franchising. We looked into pizza. And we love Jet's Pizza. There wasn't one in Celine. And I had a couple of partners at the time that were also engineers. We kept our day jobs. We partnered with them. And then Monica agreed to quit her day job and run the store. I don't know if she regrets that or not. You know, 20 years later, it's a little easier. But that was how we started in the Jet's Pizza in Celine. We started from a brand new store. I remember just hoping we could make payroll there a few times, and then we grew the business. And then at some point, about 5 years later, we were able to, we bought out our partners, and actually the Dexter's store location came for sale, and we were able to buy that, and I bailed out of my job, and then so we ended up running those businesses for in the food service business, pizza business, which was great for years. A lot of work, a lot of hours, but
I have a little side story.
Yeah.
When we bought the second one, Jeff said, "How hard can it be to run a pizza store?" He found out quickly when he went over to run the Dexter one.
I love that, Monica. Monica, so you sold to your boys then. They own those two stores now, is that right?
So we sold to two of the boys they're not boys anymore. They're in their 30s, but we sold to two of them, Joey and Andrew Van Overmeer. We sold the Dexter store roughly about 2 years ago to them. And then we decided to sell the Celine store because one of the boys was interested in purchasing that one. So we just sold that one at the end of February.
How did you know that you wanted to go back into business after this, and why Stretch Lab, and what is Stretch Lab?
Well, let me just say Jeff was not ready to retire.
I had a taste of it when we were running. We were basically backed away from the stores, and you know, I needed something to keep myself busy. I've always been a fan of franchising to run a business. There's a lot of benefits to it. I read a book called The E-Myth Revisited, and that was kind of my trigger. So we looked into several franchising options that sort of fit what we were looking for, fit kind of our passions. We looked at several franchises, and we honed in on this one. It really seemed intriguing. As we went through our due diligence, we ended up thinking this was a really good thing to do. I mean, there's always some trepidation signing into a new business, but we've been nothing but thrilled since we've done it. We have a I've always been physically active. I play hockey, and you know, this was something that really made sense to me, just because I think everybody needs to be needs stretching and needs to be flexed. And then you can do some stretching on your own and yoga and so on, but nobody can stretch you like somebody else can stretch you. And that was the whole premise of this business. And there's been a tremendous amount of interest through our digital marketing. I think we have over 500 people that have given us their phone number and emails to enter, because there's such an interest in the business. So, and I think it just crosses all people that are active, people that are in, not as active. Everybody needs this. And so I'm a big believer, and it was, I don't know if I've strayed from the original question, but that's kind of where it is.
Yeah, and you're right about this, that everyone needs to be stretched, and until you have someone else do it, you don't really understand the benefits of it. We're talking with the Van Overmeers, Monica and Jeff. Also with us is Michelle Dugan, and she is the executive director of the Celine Area Chamber of Commerce. You know, Michelle, it's always interesting to hear about how people get into their businesses. And the testimony that Jeff just gave regarding franchise is really interesting as a way for someone to get into a new business. And there are many different opportunities for people to do that. And I'm sure you see that over and over again as the head of the chamber, Michelle.
I certainly do. And Jeff mentioned a book, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. And I will tell you, I read that same book. That was our first conversation. Michael Gerber teaches you how to create a business that works with or without you. So it's not people dependent. And I think that's really a problem in most businesses. So their preference for franchising makes sense because you're buying a system instead of having to create it.
Right. It's already created. And you're just
not that you don't have to put a lot of blood, sweat and tears
right.
into it. Right. But you can personalize it. But yeah, it's a template. It's a great launching pad for sure.
Monica, tell us what Stretch Lab is like and how it works.
So we have what we call flexologists. They come through us through different, recruiting avenues. The majority of them we're seeing right now with our Ann Arbor location, they're coming out of U of M, degrees in kinesiology, master degrees. We have some of them have health and science degrees. They're personal trainers. So typically what you would do is you go to our website, you'd put your information in, we would contact you and have you come in for an introductory stretch. You can do 25-minute or 50-minute stretches with a flexologist. And we have a MAP technology that will, you do three squats in front of this, iPad type thing, and it'll target your pressure points, your symmetry, how you stand, different areas that need more stretching. And they will sit and talk with you, see if there's any areas of concern. They will stretch you, develop a program for you, and also give you suggestions of things you can do at home. It's an open studio concept. We have 10 benches, and it's a great environment. I have to say we're very fortunate with our staff and our flexologists. They're great people. They bring great energy. So that's how you would get started. Jeff might be able to elaborate on that.
One other kind of important thing was just that, they go through 100 hours of training that we put them through, and they become experts in what we do is called PNF stretching. It's called proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation.
I can't say that.
Very specific type of stretching, and they go through 100 hours, and it's actually a nationally accredited program. So that was one of the things we had when we want to look into the fact who's doing the stretching. Are we grabbing somebody off the street and having them start to twist you up, or is it, they go through a very significant amount of training and they become experts in this PNF stretching? So nobody around is more qualified than the people that are stretching you at Stretch Lab.
And having access to people coming out of the University of Michigan, that kinesiology program is renowned. That has got to be invaluable for your business. We're talking with Yvan Overmeers, Jeff and Monica. They are the owners of Stretch Lab, located off of Ann Arbor Saline Road. You're in that new shopping complex with the apartments just above you there. So you've got the Great Greek is out there. You've got the Paint Bar, a number of new businesses that have popped up on that stretch of road. And it's a very busy road. It's a perfect location. Plenty of parking out there as well. You're going to be hosting a grand opening coming up along with the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce and the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce. Monica, tell us about that. When is this?
So we're going to be having our grand opening next Wednesday from 3 to 6 with the ribbon cutting scheduled for 3:15. We will be having prizes. There will be raffles. We'll have other vendors come in that have let us do pop-up events where before we opened, we've gone and did demo stretches in their locations. So we'll be having them partner with us. So it's going to be a three-day event, but the ribbon cutting is going to be on Wednesday again from 3 to 6. And the cutting's 3:15. So yeah, there'll be food. There'll just be mingling. We'll have our flexologists there. You can talk to them. The sales associates will be there to give more information on packages we have. We'll have retail at a discount. We're expecting a fun-filled 3 days.
Can you give us an idea of what packages might look like at Stretch Lab? This is something that is so new, I think, for most people. They might not know how this works. Jeff?
Yeah, so there's several options. You can come in. What we encourage is for you to become a member. If you become a member, then we can actually develop a specific program for you so that over time, you know, and stretching and flexibility is something that will, it takes permanent hold over, after doing it, you know, routinely and become part of your health and fitness routine. So we encourage that. And we have 3-month memberships where a flexologist will actually develop a specific program based on your needs and goals, and they'll modify it as they go through so that you can get the best option for you. You can also come in and do drop-in. You can buy packages of 5 stretches that allow you the flexibility to come whenever you want. So yeah, that's pretty much it. We do have a lot of members. I think we have over 140 members now.
Wow. And you just opened up. So, So what's an average session cost, just approximately?
If you're a member, it's a much better price per stretch. It's about, if you did a 50-minute stretch, it's about $60 a stretch.
Okay. All right. And well worth it. You feel pretty good? You feel pretty good after one of those stretches, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've
had not had anybody that's come off the bench that hasn't made a comment about how great they feel. And typically that was after 15 minutes. So imagine 25 minutes or 50 minutes. And also to piggyback on that, just so you know how ambitious we are, we will be opening a total of 3 studios. So we will be doing 2 in Ann Arbor, and then we will be doing 1 in Plymouth Canton area. So
congratulations.
Down the road, watch for those.
Yeah. No rest for the weary. Congratulations. The Vanover Mirror is going from pizza to stretching with Stretch Labs and partnering with the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce as well. Michelle, those ribbon cuttings are always a lot of fun. For one thing, there's a giant pair of scissors. I mean, who doesn't love that? But also just to see a new business get off the ground, new life for an area, and being able to just see this kind of growth in our community. I love that. And you guys have been doing a lot of ribbon cuttings lately, Michelle.
We have, seems to be at least 2 to 3 a month.
That's excellent.
We're excited to be part of it.
For more information about the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce, you can go online to salinechamber.org. That's salinechamber.org. And for Stretch Lab, visit stretchlab.com and then click on their locations, and then you'll find the Ann Arbor West location. Again, stretchlab.com, and then click on their locations. They're based in Ann Arbor, right off of Ann Arbor Saline Road, across from the Meyer. Our thanks to Monica and Jeff Van Overmeer, and also we welcome Michelle Dugan each week, Saline Area Chamber Report. We always love talking to your members, Michelle. Thank you. Great talking with all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Much success to you on your new business. Thanks.
Thank you, Lucy.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, the Lucy Ann Lance Show, 1290 WLBY.